Now, a regular friend, Blind Dave Healy, as he likes to be called, is a bit of an adventurer, and he's about to embark on an adventure. He's going to be leaving in a few days with the family. Are you all ready, sir?
Aren't we all ready? Now, that is a leading question. We've got flight tickets now. We've got our visa sorted. I don't want to tell you, Simon, I'm 700 quid light. Four visas, 700 quid. Anyway, there's another story. And then we've just got to get our kit together, basically, you know, pack the bags. And, we're sort of ready to rock and roll. We've been training, well, all sorts of training. Kids have been training with doing the Duke of Edinburgh as well. We've been doing a bit of walking. I'm doing a lot of running. I've done a little bit of cycling. But what we have been doing the last couple of weeks is we've been using the Hawthorns, which is the home of West Bromwich Albion, who happen to be top of the championship at the moment. And we've been walking all the steps in the stadium. And Simon, I've found out there's a lot of steps.
Yeah, and it's amazing how much steps take it out of you, isn't it?
All crumbs. I mean, I remember the first time we went up, and there was me, Deb, the kids, and it's like, oh, and you get up the first lot, and I think there was, could have been, I don't know, 80-odd steps up to the top on the one side. And you get up there and you think, I thought that was it. And I'm puffing and blowing like an old heifer. And then about three or four of the steps up and down, up and down, up and down. You start getting your second wind. But we ain't so bad now. We've been up in the week and we started doing a few more of the steps. And you suddenly sort of get into it. So I'm hoping that with the steps in China, it's going to, you know, help us tremendously well.
Some of you at home are perhaps thinking, why on earth is Dave going off to China with his family? Not that there's any reason not to, but you're going there for a specific reason.
Yes, sorry, we should have mentioned that, shouldn't we? Supporting the Albion Foundation, we are off to attempt the Great Wall of China. We're on the wall for 5 days. The itinerary was read to me by Deb the other night, and I'm thinking, oh dear. There's parts of the wall that we're going to which are renovated. There are parts of the wall which are not renovated. Told that there are a lot of steps, thousands of them, all shapes and sizes, so there's no uniform to them. They could be 2 inches high or they could be 18 inches high, you know, which is you know, okay. We've got forestry areas, rural areas. We've got some serious inclines and we've got some serious climbs at times. The way Deb read it to me in speech marks, the people who put the thing together said, it's tricky underfoot. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay. I've heard of undulating in runs, but tricky underfoot. So I'm expecting, let's put it this way, you ain't going to go out there and it's going to be a piece of cake. Have we prepared ourselves? We're training. I don't think you ever can. I mean, going back to when I ran the desert time and the MDS, I never realised it was four mountain ranges. I got to clear. You know, so you don't know, and it's the unexpected, I guess, which makes it the adventure. But we're all ready, you know, body, mind. Are you fit enough? Well, you never think you're fit enough. And are we ready? Well, you know, we'll find out on the day. But we fly out, we hit Beijing, we're taken to rural mountainside on the first evening. We get our lodge, as they call it, and I'm told the lodges are, or could be, as good as a tent, possibly better than a tent, maybe even less than a tent.
Well, that's good. You so it's basically get, a tent.
Well, you might get cold water. Well, you certainly will get cold water. You may get hot water. You possibly may get running water. And I'm thinking, this is sounding better by the day.
What about for toileting and stuff like that? I mean,
well, again, I really don't know, Simon. I can only presume that, you know, obviously these lodges, as they call them, I'm guessing they are going to be basic, which is fine. Obviously, you know, there's lots of people that do the adventure, I'm guessing. But as for the toilets or toiletries, I don't know. I really don't know. It can't be no worse than the desert. It's got to be better. It's going to open the eyes, excuse the pun, to the kids, it's going to be a fantastic experience and adventure to them and to Deb. So, and you know, all the others that are with us. So it is a case of one of them. We land, we get taken out there, and then we've got 5 days, excuse me, on the wall, doing various sections. You know, I don't know what to expect, mate. I really don't know what to expect. But
it's quite a tough one for the kids for a first big challenge.
Yeah, I think it's a little tougher than we possibly expected. But hey, they're fit kids. They're good kids. They're up for the adventure and the challenge. They did the Duke of Edinburgh. They've just done their silver. And I'll tell you what, that was a little bit tough for them. Not possibly as tough as this, but it's given them a grounding.
I'll be in trouble, by the way. I'm calling them kids. They're young ladies, aren't they?
Well, to me, them kids, Simon. Yeah, them kids, I mean, you know, them. Where are we? 15, 17 and 27. Sorry, 28 now. It's just gone 28, our grades. But they'll always be kids. But no, I just think that, you know, the whole aspect of it, from the sleeping, the cleanliness, the feed, the food, the marching on the wall. Will we be running? I doubt it. Will we be walking? Possibly. Will we be crawling? More than likely. And there's a lot of climbing to do. These steps, some of them, I'm told, are blinking vertical. So that's going to be interesting.
Are you going to use your cane or just be guided?
Yeah, I'm taking my cane with me. I take my cane with me. It gives me an idea. But on parts, I'm told that either side of the wall is a vertical drop. I said to Deb, you better hold on to me, because I've got a funny feeling I end up in them paddy fields, and I don't know how far the drop is. But, you know, they say the views are spectacular. That isn't going to interfere with me, but I am going to be having the GoPro camera, so, you know, anybody afterwards can hopefully get some idea of, you know, what the terrain was about and, you know, how we all sort of survived, if you want. So, yeah, it's going to be another one of them. Grit your teeth. Let's see what's there. Let's handle what's in front of us. And, you know, hopefully we come through it all.
And with you being so close to the Alwyn Foundation, and you could explain maybe a little bit about, you know, why this is important to you, because you actually see the end results of what you're doing, don't you?
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, the Albion Foundation cover a multitude of tasks. You know, to give you the tip of the iceberg, Simon, they do education, they do sports, they do, you know, generalisation through the community. They're moving through the community. They're going countrywide. They're even going over to India and a couple of other countries now. So they're becoming international. But for me, they support blind football. They support wheelchair football. They support disability sports in general. They support underprivileged kids. They support kids who can't hack it in mainstream. And they set a little school up 4, 5, 6 years ago now, maybe. So they're, you know, through the bullying or whatever, they couldn't hack it, and they brought him in there. And, in fact, there's a couple of the kids now gone on to uni. But it's all about building confidences. It's all about team building, bringing them through as individuals, but, you know, throwing them into a team situation. But also, for me, it's proving that these kids, with whatever disability that they have got, the world's their oyster. They can live, and they can do, and they are, basically, normal kids. That's just the tip of the iceberg for me, for the foundation. And as you know, being blind, and I'll quote myself, I'm the old codger from West Brom. Now, if I can do what I do, what is out there for these kids? And hopefully, dare I say it, I inspire them and move them on. And, you know, they'll say, hey, you can do it, I'll do it. And that's what I love about it. And the staff themselves are fabulous. There's, I guess, a 9 to 5. I've never known one of them yet work 9 to 5. You know, they're in at whatever time, and they leave at whatever time. They support the kids, and they support, you know, kids through all sorts of activities. And they're just there for them. And people say, oh, it's the Albion Foundation, which is allied to the club, which is lovely. But, you know, a lot of them kids come from around the area. They're not Albion fans. They're Wolves fans, they're Villa fans, they're Birmingham fans. They all come together, and when they're training and when they're competing for the Albion, they put the one shirt on, and they're a body, they're a team, and that's what's lovely. But they go away as individuals, hopefully with confidence. Oh, it sort of helps to develop them as people.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because it's not just about the sport, is it?
No. The sport is wonderful because sport brings a lot of people together. But it's all about working with people, making friends. And I mean, you know, I didn't mention the special needs. I do a lot of special needs schools, and those kids are brilliant. You know, just to get on a little trolley or a little scooter going down a hill for 20 foot into water and mud, it's all about being together. It's all about bringing confidence. It's all about enjoyment. It's all about happiness, Simon. And I tell you what, you get to some of the awards presentations as I do, and my eyes are crying. I'm happy. I'm happy for them. It's fantastic, and it rewards me to a kind of happy tear. But to hear them kids just have the name mentioned, to have a little certificate, just to have a little medal, just to have a round of applause. They don't want £1 million. They just want happiness. And I'll tell you what, mate, that foundation is exactly what it gives them. And it's beautiful to be a part of, mate.
Well, you can follow this kind of stuff on Facebook and on Dave's website. We will give you the contacts in a minute. But before you go, Dave, just wanted to say, as always, I always feel like that, you know, like a father saying goodbye to his son when you go off on these big adventures.
Oh, thank you, Dad. No, it's great, Simon. And, you know, it's lovely to be able to share the adventures with people. And, you know, hopefully listeners are there and then thinking, hey, well, hang on a minute, if he can do that, I can do it as well. And good luck to you. I hope you can. You know, and that's what it's all about. It's working together, inspiring each other, pulling together, clapping. Meeting up at various races or events, doing things, you know, wherever. It's just lovely. You know, we're blind, we're disabled, are we? You are if you want to be, but there's still a life out there for all of us, and that's what it's all about, mate.
Give us your contact details.
Well, can I also mention the Just Giving, if anybody's got a spare couple of shilling? It's Team Blind Dave. Sorry, it's www.justgiving.com/Team Blind Dave 2018. So anybody, you know, got a couple above. But you can follow us on the website, which is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook is where I think Deb prefers to shove most stuff these days, which is Blind Dave Healy. And Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. So, you know, get in touch. I don't think whilst we're in China, we'll be doing too much Twittering and Facebooking because unfortunately, I'm told, it's blocked out there. So, you know, hopefully there will be a few photos got back to the foundation, and I'm sure that, you know, they'll be putting it on, and I'm guessing the kids and Deb will put a few photographs and whatnot on when we're back. But, it's great. Thanks for all the support.
Well, Dave, wish you and the family safe journeys and travels and a big adventure, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
And I've been learning Chinese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm fluent now.
Uh-huh.
43. 23 and chips.
See you soon.
Bye.